I'm Kim Carson. I'm so happy you found my podcast, Conversations with Kim. Whether I'm having a conversation with a celebrity, an author, history maker, record breaker, or the average everyday person, we all have a story to tell. And maybe that story just might change another person's life. We can learn so much from each other. Let us discover some of life's most valuable lessons with today's guest on Conversations with Kim. Hi, Rita.
Hi, Kim.
You ready to get started?
I'm ready to go, girl.
Great. Today, my conversation is with Grammy Award-winning singer, songwriter, and an artist painter that has exhibited work. Her song, Higher and Higher, hit number 2 on Billboard, number 1 on Cashbox. She shares some raw, revealing, honest, and fascinating stories from her life in her new book, Delta Lady, a memoir. It's on sale in local bookstores and on Amazon.com. I'm so excited to be able to talk with you today, Rita Coolidge.
Well, thank you, Kim. Thank you so much.
Well, you know, Rita, I don't believe in coincidences. And last night, for the first time, I was washing and drying this antique saucer I'd recently purchased. And I never noticed it before, but on the back, the pattern was called Priscilla. So I kind of took that as a sign to kind of ask you first about your sister, Priscilla, because you write about her in your book and what an important role she played in your life.
Oh, Priscilla was from the time, actually she used to say, I waited for you to be born.
Mm.
Priscilla and I were just so very close. From the time we were little kids, she was my greatest teacher. She was my best friend. She was my writing partner, and we just had a wonderful life together. I miss her so very much. She was actually killed by her husband 2 years ago in October.
It was a tragic,
And then turned the gun on himself, and it's absolutely the hardest thing I've ever been through.
Yeah, it was difficult.
It happened when I was about halfway through this book, and of course the book is dedicated to Priscilla, and she's with me all the time. I'm looking at a picture of her that I keep over my mantle all the time. And she was my best friend.
You know, Rita, I mean, your book is so gripping. I couldn't put it down. I'm so glad you're sharing these stories. And it kind of took me back when I was doing a little research on you. There's this album cover, right? And it kind of pulled me in back in the day. It really mesmerized me. And seeing it again, looking at it, it just looks so pure and sweet and innocent looking. And I'm talking about the album Natural Act with you and your then husband, Kris Kristofferson. What do you remember about that time, that photo, those thoughts, those memories?
Well, Kris and I had, I think that our music was often reflective of our marriage. And there were times we would go in the studio and we would have the best time of our life. And then there were other times we would go in the studio and it would be just the most unpleasant experience, because if we were having an argument about anything that day, it's hard to not show up on the record, I would say, to try to delete that stuff. It really takes a level of professionalism that we didn't have yet.
Yeah.
But I always enjoyed working with Kris, except for those times.
Well, after I saw A Star Is Born, that's when I fell in love with him as an actor and a singer.
He was wonderful in A Star Is Born. And I think that film probably turned his life around.
Yeah.
Because when he saw John Norman die on the screen, I think he felt that if he didn't stop drinking, that was going to be his demise as well.
It was like a wake-up call.
Such a powerful impact on him.
Yeah, yeah. You know, Rita, I saw where you had said that you'd never met her, but you'd like to, and you're a big fan of Taylor Swift. So what is it about Taylor Swift that intrigues you?
I just think she has so much class. I think she's an incredibly great songwriter, and has been for as long as I've been listening to her. But I just love the way that she continues to reinvent herself And every time she does, she's, to me, just such a great role model for everybody, for kids, for even people my age. I remember when I got her album and was listening to 23.
Yes.
And some of my friends were saying, why do you listen to Taylor Swift? How can you even relate to her? And I said, because when I listen to her, I am 23.
Right.
Go back there. She takes me really so honestly through every song. I think that she's just a great writer and just fabulous.
You know, your music.
Everything about Taylor Swift.
I was going to say, your music, Rita, has that. That your music has that ability for me, because your song Higher and Higher, that's when I first became familiar with you. I was working at a Christian station in Knoxville, Tennessee, and it was the only secular song that we were playing, you know, mixed in with all the Christian music, because my boss at the time, Ron Baptist, he said, the message is a Christian message in this song. It fits. Now, you were only doing backup singing when you started with that, right?
Well, no, it was my, I think that was on probably my third or fourth album.
Oh, okay.
So I had been recording for a few years. I'd had some records that had charted, but I hadn't had a record that, you know, went to the top of the charts. That was the first one.
And you heard it when you were in the kitchen or something doing dishes, right?
Well, when it came over the radio, yeah, the recording. Actually, the way I recorded that was, I recorded it because Booker T was married to my sister Priscilla, and Booker had recorded Higher and Higher for Epic Records with that arrangement, and Epic never released it. So when we were going in the studio, I said, Booker, remember when you recorded Higher and Higher? Can we use that arrangement, and can we do it on this record? And he was absolutely. So the magic of that, to me, is Booker's arrangement. I think that's really what set it up the charts, and I'm really glad that it did.
Me too. And you know, another bombshell, because the book has all these interesting stories about music. I work at a classic rock station, so I play Bob Dylan and Jimi Hendrix, Crosby, Stills, and Nash. And another bombshell in the book is about the song Layla. And I want you to tell it. It's the important piano coda right near the end of the song. Talk about that story a bit.
Well, I had written a song, Jim Gordon, who is the drummer with Delaney and Bonnie, and we're on Mad Dogs and Englishmen. Jim and I were a couple for a while, and he came over to my house one day and said, I've got these chords, and played me three or four chords, and then got up, and I sat down at the piano and started playing music because he was a drummer. Anyway, we wrote this song called Time, Don't Let the World Get in Our Way, and Priscilla and Booker recorded it. We made a demo, and we were in England working with Eric Clapton, and he was working on a solo record, and Jim and I were hopeful that Eric might record our song. And so I sat down and played it for Eric and left the demo on the piano, and nothing ever came of it until a year later. I was in the studio having photographs made following the release of my first album. And suddenly over the radio, I hear my music being played, except that I hadn't recorded it.
Yeah.
And so I ran to the record store. I knew it was Eric Clapton, and ran to the record store to see if I had credit on the record, and I didn't. And I started trying to get in touch with Eric, and of course I was directed to his management, and they just basically said, what are you gonna do? You're a girl. You don't have the money to fight this. And they just basically said, screw you. We're just taking it. And that's what happened. And it was the coda of Layla.
Yeah, and just reading that in your book, I felt like I was sucker punched. Like, I can't even imagine what that would have been like back in that day.
It just broke my heart. And I remember going back to A&M Records to my producer, David Anderley, and sat down and talked to him. And I said, what do I do, David? And he said, you know, Robert Stigwood really is right about this. There's not you really don't have any recourse, because you don't have the money to fight it in court. And they've got endless amounts of endless funds. So there's really nothing you can do.
You know, Rita, you talk about these wonderful stories about the impact that your dad had in the church and how some of the elders almost kind of wanted to get him pushed out for some of the beliefs that he had because he believed in equality, and you were raised to believe that with your faith that anything was possible.
That's right. My father was one of the strongest leaders for civil rights in Nashville when I was growing up. And because my father was Indian, he was Cherokee and had lived his boyhood in Texas being under the sting and the horrible prejudice that had been against him, he just wanted to make sure his children never, ever experienced that, and that we grew up knowing that we are all equal. And I think that all of his children, you know, that became our life, our message in life, that I, you know, that if you stand next to someone who is prejudiced and who is ugly and says bad things about people because of the color of their skin, if you don't say something or move away from it, then you become part of it. And I think that it's as big an issue today as it was in the 1960s. I still see it go on, and I just can't stand it.
Rita, I know you have to go. I just want to tell you, I love how you describe that as you get older, you gather layers and layers of life, and you learn to wear them and carry them proudly, or you let them take you down, and you said, I choose to wear mine. It's been an honor talking to you today. Thank you so much for your time, Rita.
It's been great talking to you, Kim. Thank you so much.
Enjoy your day. You've been listening to Conversations with Kim. Reach out to me, Kim Carson, via social media on Instagram and YouTube, Kim Carson Now. I'm also on Facebook and Twitter, Kim Carson. Listen to my radio show middays on WLAV.com. And each Wednesday, I join the Hot Topics chat segment, 9 a.m. Eastern Time on ABC's Take 5 and Company on WZZM13.com. Listen to more episodes at kimcarson.podomatic.com. Until we meet again, thanks for listening to my podcast, Conversations with Kim.